Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Who here, by a show of hands, just loves the annual performance review process? That's a question that I've asked audiences all around the world, and I've never, ever had anyone raise their hand with glee. You know, upon reflection, that's not quite true. Someone did raise their hand once, but I suspect it was because they either didn't understand the question or my English accent. Point being, I think there's something deep down within the DNA that doesn't seem to like the idea of being judged. What is it about the human condition that seems to revile the idea of someone else playing judge over us? I think the only thing that might be worse is when human resources decided to conduct 360-degree reviews, where peers and even our own direct reports are invited to give their opinions on our work performance. Now we've got both judge and jury to contend with. You know, I'm no philosopher, but I think there's essentially three reasons employees don't relish performance reviews. Reason number one, the employee knows they're not doing a good job and fears the repercussions. Reason two, the evaluator doesn't do a good job and makes a mess of the performance review. And reason three, the employee is doing an excellent job, but the evaluator still feels compelled to set a stretch goal or note a few areas for improvements, if only to complete the form fully for human resources. Now let's double click on each of these with my recommendations. So here's my recommendation for reason number one. To someone who isn't doing a good job, I'd say this. You need to improve your performance or find a new job. Yes, seek support from your manager. Yes, seek training. But if you're not enjoying your work, it actually shows in how you perform it. Do yourself a favor. Do your customers and your colleagues a favor and find a new job ASAP. Did you know that we each spend an average of 22%, let's call it 25% of our total waking lives at work? So why continue to do a job half-heartedly? Here's my recommendation for reason number two. My strongest recommendation to anyone with the sacred responsibility of evaluating another person is to know when to use the verb to be and when to use the verb to do. Simply put, when you're applauding someone's performance, use the verb to be and its variations, such as you were, or you are, or you will always be, to begin your feedback, and be specific. Now, when you're offering constructive, you know, performance improving feedback, focus instead on the verb to do, using phrases such as you did, or you do, or you tend to. Why? Well, when you want to lift someone up and encourage them to repeat excellent performance, focus on the person. And we do that by using to be. When you want to correct behavior without attacking the individual, focus on the verb to do. See, it's the behavior that needs fixing, not the person. Now, if you use the verb to be for negative feedback, you're all but guarantee a fast track to the human resources office, often with the employee closely followed by their personal injury attorney. And here's my recommendation for reason number three. Sometimes, albeit rarely, the best thing we can say to a high performer is just five words. Thank you and keep it up. Thank you and keep it up. See, superstars shine even brighter when they hear those words, especially when they're wrapped in specific examples. As a personal example, my wife of 31 years has spent the past 4 weeks back in England nursing her mother 24/7. And we decided I should stay home so she could give her full attention to her mom. Now, my wife is an incredible chef. And can you believe it? Before she left, she cooked 39 meals, froze them and labelled each one for me. She even created a schedule to ensure I wasn't eating tri-tip every day. Now, between you and me, some of the handwriting on the freezer labels was a bit hard to read, and I would have appreciated a little bit of capitalization. But at this level of peak performance, all I can say is five words. Thank you, and please keep it up. So likewise, for evaluators in the workplace, don't feel like you have to be picky when it comes to being grateful for those around you, like my wife, that are almost perfect.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.